Mr. Harris, please present the next item.
Okay, the next item is item 17, pre-approved supplemental environmental project realignment groundwater assessment program. Item 17 is an information item updating the Water Board on changes to the pre-approved supplemental environmental project list offered with administrative civil liability enforcement action settlement offers. This change makes the groundwater assessment and protection, or GAP, program the only pre-approved project. We made these changes primarily in response to the ongoing severe drought, and these actions are consistent with the governor's directions to the State Water Board cleanup and abatement account. Section Manager John Robertson will provide a brief update on this item.
Good afternoon, board members. My name is John Robertson, as Mr. Harris indicated. The purpose of this item is to inform the Water Board of changes to the pre-approved supplemental environmental project offering that's part of enforcement settlement. As Mr. Harris indicated, the groundwater assessment and protection, or GAP, program will be the only pre-approved settlement offering going forward. This change is done primarily in response to the drought, although there's some additional ancillary reasons that we did this, and this aligns with the governor's emergency drought declaration, as well as some other statewide policies. So what's this mean? The vast majority of enforcement actions are settled long before they get to an enforcement hearing before this board. Very few actually get here. As part of the settlement process, the discharger can elect to send a portion of their liability, up to 50%, toward a pre-approved supplemental environmental project that's specified in the enforcement policy. Going forward, the groundwater assessment and protection program will be the only pre-approved supplemental environmental project offered. So I just wanted to highlight here with this a few of the GAPS alignment incidences with state directives. We've mentioned the governor's direction to the State Water Board cleanup and abatement account, totaling $19 million set aside. This is associated with Senate Bill 103 and Assembly Bill 91. Angela Schroeder just had a slide up that reflected the language in the state human right to water law, and this redirection aligns with that too, and some of the uses that we envision. This is also consistent with both the enforcement policy and the supplemental environmental project policy that State Board developed. And I just wanted to note, this is also kind of similar to what Region 5 has done with their pre-approved supplemental environmental project approach. They use the Rose Foundation. And in your staff report, you'll find a little bit more information about this. So I refer to a few additional reasons. These are some of them. In July, we brought an item to the board that it was sort of the end of the Guadalupe Settlement Fund, and we were recommending at that point in time directing the majority of that money towards GAP. One of the comments coming back to us from the board was that we like the work plan, but you don't seem to be adequately funded to meet that work plan. And so that's folded into this redirection of pre-approved settlement money. And then a couple of the former pre-approved settlement projects, both CCAMP, the Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program, and LIDI, the Low Impact Development Initiative, are both funded fully to their relative scopes of work. And CCAMP, additionally, is funded up to its endowment goal. So I just want to hit on these last two points, and they're important. Non-pre-approved projects still remain an available option. This does not change that in any way. So that is at the discharger's discretion to bring that up, but I want to emphasize that that remains an option that has not been changed at all. And additionally, no part of settlement funds are directed towards underwriting GAAP staff or water board staff or their expenses. So just lastly, in terms of accountability and follow-up, we pledge that GAAP staff will come back and tell you what has happened with this money, what has changed in the world as a result of this money. Feedback to you, the projects that get completed. And then also we want to offer the opportunity to periodically revisit the work plan such that there's input and public comment on what's in the work plan too. So and that's all I have. Happy to answer questions.
Thank you. Looking on my right, questions? My left, Mr. Johnston.
Just a couple things. When I first read this, I was a little concerned about, it was nice to see that C-CAMP has reached its endowment goal, which I assume leaves it in pretty good shape for funding for scope of work down the road. I think we've gotten a lot out of the Liddy project in terms of moving forward our stormwater work and really helping the cities to implement that stuff. And I would like to see us come back on a regular, perhaps an annual basis, with a report. Staff report said that Liddy's currently funded for their work goals, scope of work. I'd like to come back and revisit this question of what are the pre-approved SEP projects, maybe on an annual basis. So it's kind of not on autopilot, and that would probably include just getting an update on scope of work and funding levels for Liddy, and any other recommendations staff has in the pot there. In addition to what you talked about getting back to us regularly on the work with GAAP, it would be good to similarly hear back on proposed scope of work and funding. And I think maybe that's just kind of one agenda item that we try and pull together on a regular basis, so just so we keep on top of what we're doing here. I don't have any trouble with the recommendation at this point.
Liddy actually does come before, I don't know if you recall that, but they do come before the board once a year.
They were gonna come, I remember two meetings back, and then it didn't make it on
it
the
got bumped.
Slid off the agenda.
Yeah,
and
there was
the
too
last
much else.
Meeting got canceled.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, in terms of looking at where we're directing these pre-approved SEP monies, that it would be good to just take a look at what the options are and where the funding is at on those on a regular basis. I don't have any issues with the recommendation at this point. I agree with the staff's recommendation, very much aligns with where we are right now, especially in the middle of the drought.
Noted your request.
Yes, Dr. Hunt.
I wasn't going to say anything because I feel like this is a good direction for us, but just in light of Mr. Johnston's comments, I just want to say that my observation is that the fact that we've achieved our funding needs to meet scope of work for C-CAMP and for Liddy, it reflects, I think, an approach this staff has taken over the last decade or longer in really leveraging funds and in recognizing the need to kind of set up a funding platform that then grows money. And I'm hoping that we see a GAAP falling into that same pattern where we're in partnership with the Bay Foundation. They've been an outstanding fiduciary partner for us in managing funds. And so I have, expectations and confidence that all things being equal, which is a really stupid phrase, but because that never happens. But still in all, I think we have every hope that we'll be able to manage the GAAP funding source in the same way and grow it and make sure that we are meeting our needs, because they've been very clearly spelled out. I want to thank your team and Matt Keeling in particular. I'm just tremendously impressed, you know, by the work he's accomplished in a very short period of time and the role he played in the governor's drinking safe drinking water group. So, you know, we know what we need to do. We know how to do it.
First of all, I'll pass that along to Matt. Matt has some sick children today, so that's where he's at right now. Otherwise, he'd be here. Secondly, knowing we were underfunded with GAP, we developed some strategies that didn't involve using the resources that were the lean resources that were in GAP's endowment. We went after, tried to leverage cleanup and abatement account money. It's been maddeningly slow, and we're kind of reevaluating our strategy right now, but we thought what we could do is we could leverage a couple of different funding sources to get things done, like the domestic well sampling project, for example, and the outreach associated with that.
All right, Mayor Delgado. So I personally, I also like the approach of having GAP being first the primary focus of funding, the good news that the LEADY program is being self-sufficient, and also still providing the alternatives of SEP projects on a case-by-case basis. So to supplement Mr. Johnson's input, we meet six times a year at best. I mean, this year it'll be five times. Having our meeting, so I think it definitely would make sense to consolidate, and I would prefer seeing, presentation, okay, this is a summary on LEADY activities, and then within the same item topic, this is an update on GAP, and this is an update on possibly a SEP project that is taking place. That'll make it a little more time efficient, and it keeps our mind focused on those resources that we have directed. So that would be my suggestion.
We've also incorporated in the which we have every hearing in the EO's report sections of the report that we've called out as important to follow up for a period of time, whether it's a year following a hearing item. And so I'm sure Mr. Harris will help keep us informed on shifts in LEADY and CCAMP should that occur. And otherwise, keep us apprised on a regular basis of on a real brief update on, what are the leading edges of these different but similar kinds of work that the staff is doing for groundwater protection.
Yeah, I like the chair's suggestion, and it's we do keep a 12-month running calendar agenda items, and we'll just, unless you have a particular month, we'll I'll talk to staff, we'll pick a month that works for them based on mm-hmm. the work they do and when they pull stuff together, and we'll just put it on the calendar, and that's we'll do it every year that way.
All right, so thank you. That closed that particular item. Mr. Robinson, thank you very much for your updates.